All right, so
how math works. Don Wobbly.
Which one are you on? Because I need to turn you down.
Yeah, turn it way down. Loud mouth.
Zero. Christ. Down to nothing. Just turn that one. Unplug that one.
Tony Mac.
To be fair, the way we measure time is ridiculous.
What's up, Tony?
You're number one.
Tony, levels.
You are number one.
Tony Mast is the sexual equation. Is that...
I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus.
I'm a sexual.
I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus.
Cosine.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
Recording.
I've got a lisp because this was the game said I had.
Sexual Tyrannosaurus.
Tangent mast equals sexual dynamo plus one.
Times cosine.
No, times cosine.
Of my dick.
Because it would fucking reduce again. You know what? Never mind.
You know what?
You know what?
That's not how it works.
You know what?
That's not how math works.
Words don't work that way.
Yeah. You know what?
Tony, don't
you know what?
Ridiculous.
Hey, this is Tony.
This is Alex.
This is Kayla.
This is David.
This is Lena.
Oh,
this is Ben.
This is Rob.
Oh my God.
And we are the
flawless
backseat fucking producers at my fucking Hawkeye.
Oh my God. This is going to be a hot mess and I love
This is going to be terrible.
I love
it. Disgusting.
All right. So here's the story. We're at Archon. There may have been drinking a lot.
Unconfirmed. Unconfirmed drinking. Well,
there was fuck night flip flopping.
Fuck night flip flopped.
Tomorrow is Sausage Fest.
Where are we?
Yeah, where are we?
Tell me, David.
We are in the Sausage Fest room.
No, David literally needs to know. He needs to know. Where are we? Where is he?
I have bad news.
Finish your monkey.
We're still in Illinois, even though we're at Archon.
Where are we?
Oh, that's gross.
I got confirmation from one of the people. I was like, oh, are you coming this year to surprise us? And she's like, no, my mom has cancer.
Whoa.
Fuck cancer.
That was a...
Fuck cancer.
Yeah. I don't want to turn it dark.
Fuck cancer.
Too late.
Your
thanks.
Fucking
but
fault.
This is on everyone else.
Tony, bleep that out when we...
I will.
Thank you.
Bleeping cancer?
No, I'm bleeping you.
Bleep out everything David says. Yeah,
I'm just dropping your whole track.
you're not even plugged in,
I'm
really.
Sorry, I shouldn't have swore. Russia there's going to be me. Shit.
The no, special. The special episode of this is going to just not have you in it at all.
I told her she's going to edit you right the fuck out. Give you 10-15 minutes of attention, and then after that, she was free to ignore.
Yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's great. That's perfect.
Why would you agree to
literally
that?
don't give him any more than that. It's
a safe assumption.
By the way, I'm amazing.
He's a monster.
I am a monster, but comma also amazing.
If you give him any more attention than that, you just won't lose him ever.
I'm just conflicted.
What do you think we're doing over here?
Actually, you know what? She's right. Comma. You should do that first part, though.
No, what do you think all of us...
Gretchen, move closer up to Lena, and so you guys can share a microphone. Because... Yeah.
No,
you don't have to watch a movie. You're part of this conversation now.
I
so you
didn't
have
watch
to
the movie.
Participate.
No. Man, I didn't watch that chair.
Did you really not watch?
I didn't. I was baking cookies. All
move his, okay. move his cooler, and then you can sit right there.
Hey,
no,
his cooler doesn't need a. His cooler doesn't need a chair.
No, it's not a strength for you to say. I spent 24 hours doing something, and then
it was way more than 24 hours.
18.5 hours in, I was like, I need help finishing this.
It was closer to like 70 hours.
I don't know if he's yelling at me. No. I don't know if he's yelling at me for not asking for help or for asking for help when I ask for help.
He's complaining that you should have asked for help earlier.
He's never really made his point clear on this.
I know. No. He came. I asked for. I said.
He's just being surly.
I literally said the words. I literally said the words. I need help. David helped me. I was helped.
Without qualification.
Yeah. Why am I being yelled at?
I don't know.
You should be.
Well, like you said. You know what? I think this is...
What?
You know what?
With X.
Honestly?
His veins are flowing.
I think this is retribution.
It's for because what? Of the slaves. You know
for what you don't remember?
The same.
It's for what you don't remember.
No, I don't... I don't... Yeah. No.
One.
David's having trouble standing up.
That's personal.
What? Okay.
Yeah,
I thought
no.
He said ass to grind.
You know.
It's an axe.
No, well, the ass is an hour and 3 minutes.
100%
ass. Oh, yeah! No!
Alex, you know what?
Fuck out.
Alex is wingmanning it over here.
No, he's wingmanning it for someone else.
I'm much more like an albatross. I'm the weight that brings him back down to reality.
Are you rescuing... Are you rescuers down undering me?
No, he's Rick albatrossing you.
Yeah,
no, like I threw that, whatever that was.
This is an awful podcast.
And it's
there's,
your fault.
There's literally no like coherent message your going questions. On right now. Let's pull it back down, David. Let's pull it back down. We're gonna pull it right back down. We had Archon.
We had Archon.
Are we?
There have been margaritas.
Some of us are at Archon. Some of us.
Big delicious margaritas.
We're about to talk about what?
White bear.
With white bears. Ooh, with white. It's white bear with white bear.
Yeah. Yeah, we have special guests. Special guests.
there's a lot of S's
no,
there.
I did not watch this movie, it's, to be clear. Was
it's not a movie. It's an episode of Black Mirror. Yep.
By the way, it's the exact same as San Junipero.
Yep.
100%.
What?
Okay. It's the same thing as San
100% the same as San Junipero.
It is not.
It is.
I've not seen San Junipero.
I think that same, you mean same season.
Same season?
It is the same format. It is not the same season.
Not the same season?
It is not. This happens in season two. This is episode two, season two. Yeah, San Junipero was in season three.
I'll give you the same format as far as like how they reveal information to you.
It is the same meta presentation as San Junipero.
Okay. What's going on over there, Kayla?
I threw out my shoes, but I don't want them off. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. Jesus, everybody stop looking.
What is going on?
David.
We have flip-flop.
You can
flip-flopping over here. So much flip-flopping.
So San Junipero is about like identity. And
I didn't see it.
Me either. So I'm trying to
pull. I feel like it's...
My gosh.
You know what? We don't need to discuss San Junipero in the context of this episode.
I'm going to be quite honest with you. I have already said everything about San Junipero that needs to be said. And I actually don't care that you're a gay male. Fuck your perspective.
Oh my god.
I covered it.
Oh my.
What the fuck just happened?
Was that a heterosexual dick slap?
Oh my god.
Oh, I'm sorry. From the people who didn't even watch the show, are you going to critique my review of the show you didn't watch?
Oh my god. I'm not.
Why are you so argumentative right now?
With Rob and Ben.
By the way, it makes for good radio.
Who's on the radio?
I refuse to defend my opinions for people who, one, didn't listen to them, and two, didn't watch the
Here's
show.
Here's the problem. Your opinion
also,
weren't attacked.
I really don't even care about this all that much.
Yeah, nobody's attacking anybody's opinions, but David is on the defense.
He is strawmanning the fuck out of his own opinions.
He is hunting for somebody.
Four. It's difficult for me to defend my opinion against people who I'm like, you should watch X
because
it's very good. And I feel like Y, Z, and A elements will appeal to you.
And yet earlier...
But I haven't watched it! Earlier, I'm sorry.
We talked about how you didn't watch Bear City.
I didn't.
Okay.
And you know what?
Tony, take the reins.
You
unplug him, please. Tony, take the reins of this podcast.
He'll run out of steam in a minute.
By the way, when you watch San Junipero, you're going to come back to this discussion. You're going to be like, oh, you know what? His opinions on San Junipero, 100% accurate.
David.
We'll see.
Guaranteed.
So we're not saying.
I'm going to watch it Sunday when I'm
But we're not talking about San Junipero.
San Junipero is a masterpiece.
All right, let's talk about San Junipero, everybody. That's what this podcast is
this
about.
Ben knows. Ben and I can have an intelligent discussion about the piece.
So I guess the rest of us can't?
Yeah, about the rest. What about the rest of us that have actually seen
this?
Yeah, you know what?
Let's
the rest
talk
of you
about
don't.
The piece.
And all right, so called into question so far has been knowledge of San Junipero, Bear City, and White Bear. You know what?
Two-thirds.
I've seen all three of these. Shut the fuck up.
You tell him. Tell him, Tony.
Alex.
Tell him,
Alex,
Tony.
We got this.
Two-thirds. I'm batting 100.
Ben, where are you at? You got 100%?
I have not seen Bear City. I refuse.
What?
Ooh, he refuses.
What's
boom?
Okay.
Excellent.
All right. Why? All right.
How
no.
How will you know?
I want to understand.
No.
I have a question. I have a legit question.
100%.
Why have you refused?
100%. His opinion is not more valid than mine.
It is though.
It isn't.
The reason I have not seen Bear City is because it plays up to the stereotypes in the bear community that are toxic as fuck.
Nailed it!
Okay.
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 Snaps.
Fuck!
Snaps
yes!
For Ben! Yes!
The one piece of valuable information I got from Bear City is I learned how to properly ask a room full of people who wants to eat my ass.
Oh my
that
god.
That did happen.
Hold on.
Oh my
How many
god.
Times have you used
the problem with that
None, but
is
it might
that
happen.
You know
just
what?
Just because
it's,
you
Hey, it's Archon weekend and it's Sausage Fest. You don't fucking know what's going to happen.
I just
I'd like to go back to the room full of people eating your
just
ass.
Shared the room with two gay men.
It's unfortunate that you've only learned about ass eating through a bear subtext, and not through a more in general subtext.
Get him, Ben! Get him, Ben!
It wasn't that I learned about ass eating, it was that I learned the proper way to communicate.
The desire
to have
one's ass eaten.
I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm sorry that the gay stereotype of ass eating didn't conform to your preconceptions.
Who are you arguing with right now?
All right.
Are the words coming out of my mouth the words that you're hearing?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I don't think they
Show
are.
Of hands. Who has seen White Bear?
Everyone in this room.
All right.
Gretchen, apparently.
And Kayla. No.
What happened?
Did we just talk about this? I was making cookies, dog. Like, what
she was making
Am
titty
I
cookies.
Am I dropping ass?
All right.
Chopping down lower than you ever have been before.
Oh, my God. Versace. Oh,
high level overview.
I have videos of Versace. I'll show you guys.
Lena.
No, Versace. Shush.
Lena.
Yeah, what come on, Lena.
I don't know what the fuck I watched.
Okay.
You do.
High level. All right, Rob, what'd you think?
I loved it. It was dark, but yes, well done.
All right. Alex.
I hated watching this movie, but I love analyzing it after I've watched it.
Do it, Alex.
I don't.
How do you
understand why?
I couldn't.
Well, it's very easy. It's very easy. We'll get there. We'll get there.
So much political shit going on in this movie.
We'll get there. Ben, what'd you think?
I loved it. It's super dark. I actually recommended Rob not watching it by himself because it is so dark.
Okay. Ben, you know what, Ben? I'm gonna make a stereotype thing here. You don't need to inhale it. Just treat it a little nicer. Like, approach it, but don't swallow.
By the way, Ben, this is why in the completely anonymous poll,
which one of these dials is
you were voted 2% higher than Rob. I don't even know. Maybe because you agree with me 100%. Or not.
All right. So thumbs up. All right, you've been wanting to talk this whole fucking time. What did you think?
First off, I didn't pick this shit.
What?
I didn't pick this shit.
No.
Who are you arguing with right now?
Haven't shut up.
No.
Did you think of the movie or the show High Level Overview?
Fantastic.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
No,
it's
incredible.
You are not going to find any Black Mirror episode where I'm like, oh no, this was shit.
You just said I didn't pick this shit.
I didn't.
And then you
said... I didn't pick this shit. I didn't.
Okay.
But you know what? You want to have a discussion about it? Every episode of Black Mirror thus far has been above what was promised. Even if you look
just at, if you just look at the synopsis of what the episode is supposed to be,
Oh, people are radio controlled for X. You know what? I accepted that as canon.
That's not what it said on my little synopsis.
That's what it said on mine.
Mine was like she wakes up and she doesn't know who she is and no one will talk to her. That's what mine
okay,
was.
But that's still true.
Oh, it is. That's and even though, said, true, did, even though I said I don't know what the fuck
was,
I watched, I liked it.
The episode was so fucking good. And actually, you know what? Ben,
yes.
You're actually familiar with the rest of Black Mirror's playlist, right?
Yes.
So you've watched everything else?
I've watched everything up until what's going to be coming out here shortly.
Yeah, sure, you're current.
Yes, I'm current.
Current as of October
1. Sure.
Yes.
So, let's just remove San Junipero from the mix, because it was an anomaly and also incredible.
Right.
Good, as long as we agree on that. Like, thus far, the series has been
Man, this is one hell of a high level.
Yeah.
It is. Thus far, the series has been, on average, very fucking good.
Pretty much every single episode is
bad. You know what, Ben? I knew I liked you for a reason. It's because it's your good taste in film.
Would you hate me anymore if I said I only liked it because it was an anthology? Like a horror sci-fi anthology? And
I wouldn't.
Something I had to like dedicate myself to watching forever?
I wouldn't.
No, that's... You know what? I don't know that I would enjoy many of these stories past the short story that they are.
Yeah. I mean, yes. Thematically, they don't... Mm-hmm. Thematically, they don't work past the short story.
No.
And that's fine with that.
They are perfectly written as short stories and short anthologies.
The one episode about the imaginary buddy president, I want to see more of that.
Well, I mean, we have that. don't we have that? Like, do you want to see more of that?
I do
want
to see more of that.
Because we're
not gonna experience more of that. Just yeah, see more of that.
We're going to start a war with North Korea.
I love that. Is it Booker or Brooker? Booker. Charlie Booker?
Yeah, Charlie Booker.
Charlie Booker. So he writes every episode. He was at the Emmys and he said, yeah, so people try to compare what's going on today with Black Mirror. He said, man, if I was writing this, people would claim it's just way too on the nose.
It is.
This is Black Mirror.
I don't want to get too far into that.
Yeah, all right.
As to House of Cards being too on the nose.
Well, but, yeah. Okay.
God damn it, Rob. Why do you bring this guy here? I can't agree too much.
I think there's gonna be a battle royal between Lena, Rob, and David.
No shit, man.
For Ben's affections.
No, we're all vying for brain. Don't worry about it. It's fine. No, we're gonna.
You can have his brain, I'll take the rest.
No.
All right.
So some kind of like mindless sex drone? I'm very confused here.
Perfect.
Are you confused or interested or... I'm trying to read the room.
Yeah.
Well, if it's a mindless sex drone, then that's, you know, issues of consent.
Well, I mean, the mind is going to be occupied elsewhere.
Just now.
You can agree.
But moving back to Black Mirror.
All right.
By the way... I got an 11 o'clock.
We're good. We're good.
You have like 20 hours until 11 o'clock. Don't worry about it. You keep looking at your Fitbit it's not dying.
Well,
like it's not dying.
I really don't.
You have 50 minutes.
You have 50 minutes. You're fine.
Okay. You'll have to pee before then. It's fine.
Yeah. So. No, I got to pee now.
We know.
Take care of that.
Yeah. Why don't you do that?
You're telling me a lot about stuff that I don't know.
And let everybody else.
Oh, you've never gone to a convention and been like, oh, I'm going to bang this individual.
I have done that recently.
Yeah,
let's
no,
get
on
to
you
White Bear.
White Bear. Alright.
White Bear.
Somebody explained to me this episode of Black Mirror as if I was somebody who had never witnessed it before.
Okay.
I got you.
Yeah. let Alex speak because he has been...
Go, Alex.
All right.
Handling business.
It's presented as someone waking up in a chair with amnesia.
Someone wakes up in a chair.
Yep.
Yes. Amnesia.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there are a handful of people chasing after her, seemingly trying to kill her.
Wait, in the chair?
No. She gets up.
She gets up
and walks out of the house. Yeah. She doesn't
she
really.
Escapes.
The door's open.
Yeah, true story.
Yeah. and there are a lot of people filming her
now,
with their smartphones.
They're doing what with their smartphones?
Filming her with their smartphones
while she's escaping from these people.
Yep.
Almost mindlessly.
And it is revealed at the end that. She's basically a horror theme park attraction for people to come watch her freak out every day, and her brain gets reset by the government. It's a form of prison.
So it's like 50 First Dates.
Except
horror, like...
Yeah.
She is... She is
more murdery.
Yeah, she is subjected to the horror.
She is
of being hunted every day.
She's a convicted child murderer, and this is the punishment that the government has set aside for her.
See, that's what I didn't know
so,
if that was
okay,
the case,
so,
or if that's what I just
thought was there's the like case.
So breaking down the plot. I mean, for one thing, you have to understand is what Alex just told you is the entirety of the plot. But they present it in such a way that you don't know what the fuck is going on literally until the last like 10 minutes.
The last 10 minutes. It just looks like this is the most inept post-apocalyptic survivor in the world, and you have no idea why anybody gives a shit about this person, because she seems to do everything wrong.
All the time.
Every fucking chance. Rob. You gotta help him save himself from that guy. No, I'm just gonna walk away.
I wanna hear Rob. He's
giving you a little bit of a skewed perspective. When she wakes up, she's in a chair. She looks down.
Yes.
There are pills. And it looks like she's trying to commit suicide.
And then their bandages wrapped around her arms,
so it looks like she's committed suicide. And then there's a symbol on the TV and on every TV in the house as she's wandering through. It looks like a tuning fork.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes outside trying to find people, and is like a think of.
She doesn't know who she is.
She doesn't know anything. She recognizes some of the people in pictures in the room because they're her and the victim that got basically raped and burned. But you don't learn
Wait, time out. Is this a child murder?
Child rape? Child molestation and rape murder.
And yeah.
She and her fiancé did it.
Oh, no.
She filmed it. The fiancé did it.
This is awful. Yeah.
So, okay. She doesn't know who she is. She goes out into
doesn't know who those people are yet. No, it's a message.
And then she goes into outside where there's no one. It's quiet. And then she starts looking for people, and there are people in like the second floors of all the buildings filming her with their cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
And then people start coming out who film her. And then
no one will talk to her.
No one talks to her. No one says a word. They keep about 3 meters away the entire time. And then a car pulls up. And a guy in a mask with the same symbol that's on the TV gets out. He's got like hunting uniform on, like a British hunting uniform.
Yeah, like
takes out a shotgun.
Like he's going out on a fox hunt, full on.
And he starts chasing her. So and she's running. The people filming are running after her, and so it's like a chase of two pursuers. People filming the entire thing and the person. She escapes and she gets over to a gas station.
Don't forget the hunter's masks.
Well, they don't show up until after here. So
they show up at the gas station.
Yeah, that's right.
So she gets to the gas station where there's two people that seem to not be partaking in everything. They talk to her. They're like, oh my god, there's this thing going on.
She's like, where have you been?
Yeah. Taking over the world. Oh my god. And then the guy with the shotgun starts shooting. And so they flee into the gas station, and then shit goes sideways. Like they're trapped, and so she's like, "You gotta do this. You gotta do this." And the lady doesn't do anything, and so they're escaping. The guy that's with them like comes out the back door, and he's shot. He's dead. And like all the people that are taking pictures of her stop taking pictures of her and start taking pictures of the dead body, and then the pursuit goes. So they and at this point, they're trying to find another thing out, and that's where more hunters join in with like purge masks, like the
One of them has like a rabbit mask.
Yeah, but it's very
there's
much,
a what now?
It's fucking creepy.
Yeah, there's yeah.
Or can I get one?
Johnny Brooks.
So they find this guy in a truck who's like,
"You don't bring one?
You're supposed to take us to White Bear."
It's with my onesie.
And so he's like, okay, I'm going to take you to White Bear. So he drives them out. And then like they're like parked trying to determine how to best to get to White Bear.
At White Bear is where supposedly it's this transmitter that they can blow up or set on fire, which will stop the transmission of these little tuning fork things to try and get snap people out of it again.
Right.
So while they're pulled over, the driver goes back into his car, pulls out the exact same shotgun. It's not different, but then like they don't notice it. Like the viewer, you can tell it's the same shotgun from the hunter. And he's like, "Yep, I'm going to take you back there because there's a reward for you all." And he marches them out into the forest where there are all these people crucified.
Oh, my Lanta.
And and then the lady that helped her, was helping her escape, gets away. And so she's being tied down to a branch, and he's going to drill, like, holes into her.
Oh, my God.
And then he gets shot and by the lady that ran away. And she goes back. She's like, I didn't come back from you. I came back for the bag, but I'll take you as well. Yeah. No, it's awful. And she's out.
Is this your second Black Mirror experience?
Yeah. I've only watched San Junipero. No, I understand. I understand Black Mirror.
Nobody can hear you talking, David.
I don't feel like you do.
Nobody can hear you talking, David.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, San Junipero is Black Mirror light?
Yeah.
Like,
Black Mirror is generally very dark.
I know, because we talked about this. We talked about this in San Junipero, where we're talking about the other episodes, where it's like this dude has to fuck a pig.
What?
Yeah, in general terms. Black Mirror. I mean, the whole idea is it's shining a dark mirror on our world.
Black mirror?
Wow.
Whoa.
Like
boom!
Yeah, it's a water temple, and you don't have...
Nobody can hear what the fuck you're saying.
Hey!
Take your microphone back from Ben.
It's the water temple, and you don't have those fucking iron boots.
Get off of my levels.
Oh, fuck!
First off, no one here even get the fucking iron boots joke.
No.
No. Because Mr. Nostalgia is not nostalgic ever.
First off, nobody even hears that joke. Because you're not on a microphone.
Second, I have business.
No, you don't. It's only like
9:20.
Boning doesn't keep to your white schedules.
Oh my God.
Alright, just...
Oh my God. He is insufferable.
Go get it.
Go find that white bear and fuck it.
We're right over here.
The only one who accepts me.
I think so. At this moment, yeah.
How did you become so popular?
No, Ben, don't high five him. Ben, don't do it. Don't. Yeah, low five him, but don't high five him. Please, thank you. He doesn't.
It's, you know what? That was the taking the knee of acknowledgments.
Oh, hold on. Ben, how many bear runs have you been to?
This is going to be a long silent period where we're reacting to David.
There's a long silent period where
it's going to be a long silent period where
10 plus.
Ben says, oh, I know exactly what you're talking about and where you're going with this question.
No, I don't think he knows where you're going with
this. Where are you going with this?
I got to go.
David, are you trying to
just get the fuck out of here.
First off, did we just not share a room?
Are you trying to smooth criminal lean away from that microphone that she's putting
in? No, I behaved. I behaved the entire time.
I got business.
Can we get back to this high level?
All right, you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got business.
No,
you go.
Don't know where to go. It's only 10:20.
Good day, sir.
Yeah, I got.
I said good day.
Go get it.
No, you don't have anywhere to go.
I'll tell you what.
Go get it.
I'll be back. I'll
brainstorm. Okay. Please do. At 11:05, we'll expect you back.
He probably just broke his wrist.
Yeah, he's dead now.
All right, continue.
Good God.
So, they're basically escaping. They get to the white bear installation. They get inside, and she is throwing, like, the lady that's helped her is
to be clear, White Bear is a place?
Yes,
it is. It's the name of a place.
Like Big Bear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, exactly. Now, one other thing. She's been having flashes. Like, it looks like she kind of blacks out and has these staticky-looking flashes that look like television breaking in, and she's seeing a small child.
She thinks it's her daughter.
And... based on her ethnicity, it looks like it could be her daughter.
Yep. Is it?
It looks like it could be her daughter.
Do they confirm and or deny at all?
We get confirmation of who the child is.
Right. Later.
At the end. But she's under the impression that she has forgotten her daughter and she's trying to remember. And she has a feeling that if she gets to this White Bear installation and they take out the tower, that whatever's blocking her memories will suddenly clear up and... What the fuck is happening? If I get fucking pretzels in my socks later, I'm going to put them in your flip-flops.
There right goes here. Your clean room reward.
Right here.
This thing is kind of full of inconsistencies, though, because...
It is.
She's like, I'm going to go to White Bear, and then suddenly they show up and they're like, no, we can't. She's like, no, we can't go in there. Bad things are going to happen in there. And then, I know you.
The same sheet, different sheets.
Yeah, it's... No. She, like, agrees to go to White Bear, but then when she gets there, she's like, no, there's something bad is going to happen.
That's because as she goes along, she's remembering I just wanted what's to keep touching your ass. Before.
So
it takes... Because, like, at the very end, they explain, like, how much time it takes to reset her.
Yeah.
As and well as how much time you now also know how long it takes her to actually begin to remember.
So that's... So that's the part that bothered me a little bit, was I couldn't figure out what the rules were. This is shit that I always get hung up on. I couldn't figure out what the rules were for the memory erasing. But, like, he said that it takes a few hours to erase her memory.
30 minutes.
30 minutes? Oh, sorry, 30 minutes.
Yeah, 30 minutes to erase.
And it seemed to hurt a lot.
Yep.
Yes.
Which is interesting, because there aren't nerve endings in your brain. But, fuck it.
It was better than her just sitting there going, oh, huh.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, to have her physically react to it was better.
Also, it's a trope as well. I think the biggest torture is having her sleep in a fucking chair every night and waking up the next morning like, ah, my fucking back and neck hurts so much.
They restart after a half hour. See, this is where
I thought
overnight.
I thought it was the next morning.
After, as soon as she's done resetting, they begin again.
I thought it was the next morning.
No.
Because the guy crosses off something on the calendar.
Yeah, but so that she thinks it's another day.
All right.
So, yeah.
She doesn't know.
I didn't pick up on that.
Because she
has no... In essence, being reprogrammed. She wouldn't know if it always said October 1st.
It's, yeah.
Right.
It's like, whatever time that it takes is what... Like, it didn't take that much time for them to get through that process.
Because, so, even at the very end, they, through the course of the credits... They show her reliving the entire process.
Yeah.
Like going through everything we just saw, they kind of show it in highlights through like interspersed throughout the credits. And then they show her getting reset again. But when they show her getting reset that third time, I guess, it's dark. It's like, so it's not the same time of day.
No, yes.
So they might do this with her like seven or eight times.
Yes. So it's not, she doesn't get a day off.
She is an amusement.
So is everybody an actor?
No. All those people taking pictures paid to come in. Because White Bear is... Alrighty, so White Bear is the lair. Mm-hmm. White Bear is the name of where she kept. White Bear Correctional Park.
It was like Entertainment Correctional or something like that.
Yeah. It's also the name of where she's trying to get to, the White Bear facility. But it's also the little girl that was raped and murdered, burnt to death.
Oh my god.
The thing, the way they tracked her down was her white teddy bear got left at the lay-by where they snatched her, and that became the kind of rallying point.
National symbol.
Yeah. And it was this woman and her boyfriend, he's the one that actually committed all the acts, and she just filmed it all. Just filmed it all.
But the fiancé, when he was in jail... Did he hang himself or just kill himself?
He killed himself. I don't remember. I don't remember.
So, in essence, he kind of got away without having to pay the price.
Yeah.
So, she has to pay the price.
But see, and here's the thing is, that I find neat is, like, whatever the society is, I mean, this is horrible, but guess what they don't do? They don't kill you because of your awful person.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, this is justice. It's really awful. But you're still human. You're still alive. So this isn't the ultimate price.
So this is where the torture porn comes in for me. Because it seems like this society obviously has a criminal justice system where they don't like that this crime happened. But they're okay with torturing this person over and over and over for their own entertainment.
And entertainment and maybe even commerce.
Right.
Oh, yeah, they pay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they pay.
Yeah, that running that facility can't be cheap.
She said to the judge that oh, he had a spell over me. He was in control of me. And they're like, okay, fitting punishment will be, you will now be
under our control.
Under our control.
Yep.
And do what we say you do.
So what I found interesting is after I watched this and I thought about this, this is really similar. Like, our existing system is a lot like this. It's just not to this extreme. Like, yeah, we lock a lot of people up, and we have a fuckload of TV shows about prison.
Well, the thing about this, though, this is how they step back from what we do, which is we'll fucking kill you.
Yeah.
Not often, but we still do it. That's the kind of subtext there, which I liked. It was like, no, you are fucking hideous, and we didn't kill you. We let you at least live. We never exact the ultimate price.
I would say that the torture that they put her through is worse than murder, but...
Well, no, you still exist. I mean, that's...
Yeah, but at a certain point,
but she also
existing
asked
is more
killed.
Painful. Yeah.
She's like, will you just kill me? Just kill me.
Well, isn't another thing in there where they'll let her kill herself, but it's only waking up and finding the pills... And finding all, like, her bandage arms, that she gets to kill herself at that point.
I don't know if they'll let her kill herself. I think they would have stopped her. Because they were pissed that her fiancé got away.
Yeah.
In their mind, he got away. Like, he didn't pay the price. So I'm assumed that those pills were fake. Like, they were just empty capsules or capsules with sugar in them or something.
Very well could be.
And then...
I mean, he scatters them on the floor as, you know, like, this is part of the...
Those props.
And I noticed when she went through the house, like, that house was staged perfectly. There, I didn't see, like, a knife set. That drawer only had a marker in it. Like, it didn't have any sharp implements.
It's gotta be safe for the...
Right. It seemed like they were removing pretty much any weapon that she could have had. Mm-hmm. So I don't think she had a good way to kill herself. I think they would have stopped it. Also, that's their cash cow, basically, right? Like, if she dies...
when she gets her hands on the rifle...
Yeah.
And she pulls the trigger, it's confetti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, also remember, at the very end, they show you that the White Bear facility is immense. The implication is she's not the only one.
Right, yeah. So, she's like a ride. So here's what I enjoy about Black Mirror in general, is that it... Every episode very much has the feel of a short story, and from the perspective of writing and reading novels and short stories, novels tend to tell a complete story. There is very little in the way of ambiguity when you complete the story. You're not left with many questions about the story. Short stories are just the opposite. Like, if you're left questioning what happened, that's a good short story. Like, if you're left, like, if it stays with you and you're still thinking about it days after, I think that's a mark of a great short story. And Black Mirror does that over and over and over again. Like, the implications of what's going on. Like, one of the things that stuck with me about this episode in particular is, what would have happened if her boyfriend wouldn't have killed himself? How, like, she was convicted of filming it, but she didn't actually do the things. She let them happen. She filmed them. She was complicit. But she didn't actually commit the acts. What was his prison be like? That's like because her and her punishment and the way people followed around and filmed her pain was exactly what she did. Yes. She filmed their pain. So, like, what other kinds of tortures have they devised for these people that... This is literally hell on earth. This is, like, traditionally what what religions have taught us what hell is it's your sins reflected back on you. This is exactly what they did to her. And, like, I'm morbidly curious to find out, like, what the other parts of that park are.
It's like a riff on the Mikado, or you never say it right, Mikado, where the objective is to make punishment crime.
Right.
And like, no, this, we orchestrated your punishment to be exactly what you did.
Yeah.
You watched and you participated in the picking up and prepping a girl for molestation and murder. Because in those flashbacks, you see where she's talking to her, telling her it's okay, not to worry. You're just going to make sure that everything's okay. And it's like,
yeah.
Because it plays into, well, this is obviously your mother. Oh, oh,
no. Oh shit, no, it's not. No, it's not.
So you get to watch as she goes through this whole portion of, oh my god, I gotta find my kid, to, oh my god, I am this awful person, and this is what I did, is what they're doing to me.
So I love that, but the fucked up part is now they're bringing the public into this, and for the public, it's now okay for the public to do the exact same thing to her.
Yeah.
So how much are they really disagreeing with it? They're disagreeing with the first person who did it, but now everybody gets to do the exact same thing she did.
Yeah.
But to her.
Well,
so it doesn't make the government or these people better.
Well, it kind of flips that all around on the whole, you know, when we watch things like Cops or things like that, I mean, that's a very light version of kind of what they're doing in Black Mirror, where the public is taking participation in the following of her. They're not taking any, like, actual, like, acting or, like, they're not doing the actual activity, but they're passively watching, following, what have you, on their phones and recording devices.
Right.
Therefore, I mean, that's just an amped up version of what we do now in regards to what we do is with the celebrity penal system in America today.
Yeah.
It's there's, like, that's on a pedestal for us all to watch.
There's so much commentary in this one episode. Like this is a really good example of what Black Mirror does so well and why, like, the accolades that it has gotten are completely deserved. The fact that it won for San Junipero was amazing. And San Junipero is beautiful and special.
San Junipero is a beautiful...
It really is. It's beautiful and special. But I think...
That we're accepting them, you just fucking slate it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But the thing is, like, I think there is better social commentary from some of the other episodes, and this is one of them, where it's like there's a lot going on here that's commenting on a lot of different things.
And that's really funny, because as you guys were telling the story of this, I definitely didn't even think about that side, where it's a reflection of us, not just the reflection of, like, this person who's being punished, but all these people who are taking part in this punishment who are doing exactly the same thing.
There's,
this, like, Coliseum sort of thing where it's not exactly innocent.
And the great thing is there's this episode which appears in season two, but the first episode in season three does this in a completely different way, but it's like it's the same but different. And it's what's the name of it? Downfall? I can't remember the exact title, but basically it's Dallas Bryce Howard, and she is addicted to social media. And the way the social media works is you give people ratings, and your ratings are public, but they are currency. Like, oh, as a taxi driver, you're an 87%. I will take you. Oh, you're only a 71%. Yeah, I'm not going to take your cab.
What was that social media site that actually used something like that? Where, like, your score got you into different, got you into, like, clout. Exclusive, clout. Yeah, clout.
Yeah.
With a clout with a K.
Yep. Yep. And that was the whole idea.
Clout with a K?
Yeah.
Yes. As opposed to a C.
Yeah. So, all but, right. and the whole idea is that you, oh, I'm not going to invite you to my wedding because your score got too low. But by getting, if you get upscored by people with a higher score, their score means more. It carries more weight. So somebody with a 97% who gives you a thumbs up, it counts more than somebody with a 30% who gives you a thumbs up. Mm-hmm. But man, if those high people start thumbing you down, you drop like a fucking rock. It's great. It's a really good episode, though.
If you drop so low, you will fall off. People will no longer be able to perceive you because of filters that they have.
Yeah, they just don't see you. Like, I mean, you don't exist.
We're definitely going to put my filter so that, like, 75 or below, nah.
Right, yeah. You know, don't even see those people. They don't exist.
Yeah,
it's rough and amazing. And
called, like, the Untouchables or something like that?
It was something like Downfall. If only.
Yeah, if only.
Mine's over there. No. Okay, Google, what was the episode title of...
I think that's what they're called in Japan, right?
Season 3, episode 1 of Black Mirror.
Thank you, Google.
She's not listening.
Yeah, she does not give a fuck. You have to say, okay, Google.
She's drunk. Untouchables are she's drunk. Island of people in Japan.
It's not an island.
Did I say,
it's
hey, Google?
People.
That's what my Google Home responds to.
No,
not
it's
the...
a class of people.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought it was an island.
Nosedive.
Nosedive.
Season 3, episode
that's
1
it.
Is Nosedive.
That's it. I knew it was something about going down, but yeah, it's Nosedive. That's a great one. That was actually, I suggested that one, this one, or National Anthem. National Anthem was the first episode of the first season, which was, that's a bold move to have that be the beginning of your, of everything.
Especially with the short British seasons.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. They only had 3 episodes the first 2 seasons.
That's what Ben had said. He's like, why aren't you watching San Junipero or National Anthem? I'm like, I picked White Bear.
Yeah. I suggested White Bear because of the name. San Junipero. Well, we'd already done San Junipero.
Yeah.
I suggested National Anthem because something about the National Anthem's been in the news lately.
Yes.
What?
Plus, it's a great episode. Plus, it's a really good episode. And then Downfall, just because of the whole social media thing. Nosedive, because of the whole social media thing. I just thought it's an interesting topic.
So,
Downfall is a whole different thing than social media.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Which is really good that they didn't call it that. Alex, were you going to say something?
Yeah, the one thing that I was going to say is it took me a while to realize that the guy that they find in the truck is the same guy that was chasing them in the beginning. Because I saw the gun was the same gun, but then I was also like, well, we're in Britain and I don't think they have the crazy fucking assault rifles that we do, so everybody probably just has a double barrel shotgun.
Everybody just fucking shares the same
gun. Everybody just uses the one gun.
Yeah,
the first two seasons came out of British TV.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So I didn't know until he pulled the mask out, and I was like, all right, yeah, it's the same guy. But
and then, like, at the end, like, one of the things that's kind of frightening.
Has your mic been off the entire time?
Nope. Just when I'm chewing on my pretzels.
Clever girl.
Hey.
When they do the reveal, they basically put her there in the White Bear facility. It looks like a power station. But like the hunters get in and they grab her and strap her to a chair, and then like the side of the building opens up to a live studio audience.
Yeah.
Pretty much clapping.
No laugh track?
Live studio audience. No laugh track needed.
And recorded
then,
live in front of the studio audience.
They start making noise because they're clapping and applauding. And then the guy that had been chasing them comes on stage all dressed up nice and then reads off her crimes and tells everybody, basically tells the camera, this is what you did and this is your punishment.
And this is your life.
So the most chilling part for this whole thing for me was what happens right after that. And it's just as the credits are starting and it's the announcers and like there's like 3 main cast members, and it's the hunter, the lady that helps her, and the man that helps her at the beginning who gets shot. And those 3 people are prepping the next audience. They're like prepping, okay, you don't get within 3 feet.
3 meters.
Or 3 meters. Don't get within 3 meters. Don't talk to her. You can take all the pictures you want. Take all the video you want. Have fun. Have fun. Most of all, have a good time. Be careful out in the woods. But you know what? We'll keep an eye on you. We'll make sure you're safe out there. And it's like this chilling pep talk, like almost that you get before you go on a ride at Disney World kind of thing. And it was like, that was just chilling. How fun and peppy is, hey guys, let's have a good time with this one, all right?
Hey guys, everybody, keep your distance, but everybody have a good time.
It was exactly like the conversations with people at Universal Studios in Orlando. Like,
keep
it was
your heads
same
and arms
shit.
Inside the ride.
Yeah.
They're like, we've got tasers, so in case she does get a little beyond what she normally does. So we just don't want to end this early. So.
And we actually see that at one point. And like at one point, the woman she's with like threatens to tase her, like in this weird way. She's like, hey, don't do that. And it was like if you think about it in the moment, it's like, why wouldn't you want to do that? But you know what? We don't know what's going on. So we might as well listen to this person who says they know exactly what's going on. But it's only after the fact that you realize that She threatened her with a taser because she was about to break the narrative.
She threw a brick at
about to break the immersion.
Yeah, that's it, right. Yeah.
She threw a brick at one of the people. Immersion. Oh god.
Rob's getting all the grace.
Wow.
Rob, you know what? Rob's getting all the greatest hits.
Greatest hits.
Wait, wait. To completion.
To completion. That's an old one. That's an old one.
David says emergency.
Oh, shit.
User interface designers?
My phone's over there, so I can't participate.
We got it.
No, it's in the fam hangout.
Oh, okay.
I can go.
Are you sure you want
to... With a key to go what?
To the
Where's
room.
The key?
I have a key.
All right.
I'm going.
All right.
I didn't watch this movie, so I don't...
TV show.
I'll be RB. Don't. You guys finish this solid to completion.
Don't put it next to your phone, otherwise it fucking dies. Remember?
He's off to rescue.
Hey, Kayla, when you leave, just prop the door open.
David undid it so that he could, for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Something happened. All right.
Drunk man on...
Well, he didn't ask for a hacksaw or bleach or anything, so it's probably all right.
So, yeah, we're probably fine.
That's rather quick for a hookup.
Well, we'll see.
He said emergency room 209. Maybe he just shit himself. It's fine.
So, I like this. I need to watch all the others.
I would highly recommend it.
Phones that I have.
I would highly recommend it.
Yeah.
So here's the only what is happening over here?
I got three mics.
Jesus. The problem I had was that like we decided to go back and watch this episode, and I was like, which episode was this? Because the problem I had is we decided to record an episode last year on San Junipero. So we did. And I'm like, man, that was so good. I need to go back and watch everything. And in 2 days, I binged all 13 episodes. Well, the other 12 episodes. And it was like, man, those are great. But it's like reading an anthology. It's and like if you binge an anthology and read the entire thing in one sitting, it's like, Some of the details get a little lost because you're just burning through short stories very quickly.
What with me and Black Mirror, I don't go out to watch them because I don't actually enjoy watching them. What I like is
they are uncomfortable later. They are like, uncomfortable.
Yeah, the whole this was like 45 minutes long, so like the first 35 minutes, I'm like, this is the least fucking competent human being in a post-apocalyptic
you know what?
World.
I was paying attention because I was watching this late last night. It's 42 minutes long. Okay. It's not even the length of a standard television show in the United States, an hour-long television show.
I mean, it's an hour-long show minus commercials.
It's actually a little bit short for that. Yeah. It's with an extra commercial break.
But it, like, so, like, yeah, for the first 35 minutes, I'm like, I hate this person. They're so stupid. Why can't they get their shit together?
Oh, that's why. Oh, good. I'm glad they couldn't get their shit together. Yeah.
And then at the end of it, like, it all comes together, but that didn't make me enjoy the first part of it still. Like, thinking about it now, like, I love thinking about it, I love talking about it, but I can't, like, it's just not enjoyable for me to watch, so I probably won't watch them on my own.
I'm looking forward to
I think you'll enjoy them. I think you really will. If you liked this one, because this is, I wouldn't say it's the darkest of them, but it's way up there. Like, it's way up there. Especially when you get to the part of the implications of what she did, what her and her boyfriend did, are probably some of the darkest things that happen in the entire series. But, like, the episode in general, I don't, it's probably not the darkest, but it's way up there.
You talking about General Hospital?
Top 5, if not top 3.
Yeah. National Anthem. Yeah. That one is just a system shock. Like, you just don't even know what you're in for. Like, even the description of it is like, okay, I'm ready. No.
And they literally could say the Black Mirror episode where they fuck a pig.
Yeah, and everybody knows. It's like, oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah, the pig fucking episode. Oh, my God, that was so dark. I didn't even expect that. And it said pig fucking in the description.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I haven't watched that, but I've heard people talk about it a lot. And all I can think of is, like, I feel like if I watched this, it would make me try to find a way to get a politician to fuck a pig.
There's a very convincing plot line why they had to fuck a pig.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
No, that's fine. I'm on board for that. I just want to know how to make a politician do it.
You know what? this is kind of a manual.
Yeah.
Because they do tell you there's some details that they leave out.
Thankfully.
But you know what? You can extrapolate those details on your own because you really can. Like the framework is all there.
But doesn't it start with like a kidnapping? Like, isn't that their leverage or something?
Not just kidnapping, a kidnapping of a beloved image. A beloved princess. National treasure.
It's okay. Okay, because this takes place in England. This is the princess.
The
like
only
legit
young
princess. The legit beautiful young princess.
The only way I could do this is if I like talk to the princess ahead of time and I'm like, "Hey, are you okay with like me kidnapping you and really we're just going to like hang out for a while?"
Hey, Alex, you really need to watch the episode. Like, I'm not saying anything else because you really need to watch the episode. All and, right. like, the resolution, and as crazy as you think the resolution is, you're wrong. You are absolutely wrong. And it is crazier.
Kayla came back from David's room, silent, threw the key at me, and is now, I think, washing her hands.
Probably, yeah. Did you have to wipe his ass?
Hand washing is key at conventions. You know, make sure to take at least one shower a day and eat at least two solid meals.
All right, no, you that's the three, one two, and the one. Two. Yeah. What's the three?
They say 3 hours of sleep, but I disagree.
At least 3 hours.
I think people should do at least 5 to 6.
Okay. Yeah. No. I'm with you there.
Yeah.
But yeah, at least 3.
Yeah. I try to get more, but some... Yeah, like, this is an easier convention for me to sleep through, like, in the mornings, but like...
Yeah, last year I completely slept through the fire alarm. Didn't even know what happened.
We call that being that. Like passed out. That's not sleep.
Fucking fire alarm goes off at like 4:30 in the morning. We're all outside. I call David. He's like, "Just let it take me if it's real."
That's called a hangover.
I can't. He's like, "I can't fucking deal with." Well, he just got to bed like half an hour before it went off.
That and then back to Black Mirror, but the other episode is the one where it's the imaginary person winning the election.
That sounds awesome.
I'm not remembering the details. Then they had a fucking Christmas episode with John Hamm, which was completely surprising because that was when it was still British. And it was like, oh, because the first season was 3 episodes. The second season was 3 episodes. But then there's a 4th episode in season 2. I'm like, what is going on? It was their Christmas special. You know how like Doctor Who.
I figured it was like a leap year or something like that.
No, because like Doctor Who. Like the British TV series, they do a Christmas special where the Christmas day, Christmas weekend, they play like one special movie. Like they make a special episode. Sherlock did it. Downton Abbey apparently did it. The dead are speaking over there. So,
Kayla's back.
Kayla's back.
So, what was the emergency?
The party's back.
So, what was the emergency?
The emergency is they couldn't get into the room.
Oh. They're in. Are we texting him now? Everybody,
why?
Text him.
Why aren't we texting
him? Oh. Everybody text him.
Do it. Now,
let's not forget about Hated in the Nation.
Hated in the Nation. That's the one that was an hour and a half long.
Yes.
Is there a charger in here? God.
Was that the one with the... There's one on the table. Which one was that?
There's a charger in my purse.
Was that the drones?
Thank you.
No. Wait,
the bees?
Okay,
no.
The no, bees one was so good.
Okay? This is the one where they live their lives to get the information.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More than
impressive. More than impressive. Something and the punishment in the end of that one is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because they experience time on
other episodes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine.
See my hands.
Yeah, I'm imagining that we will probably revisit. We will revisit Black Mirror.
I've wanted
time.
To watch more Black Mirror.
This is, you know what, the podcast is a good excuse. And the, like, the time commitment is very low.
It's so low.
The Hated in the Nation is the longest episode and it's an hour and a half. This one was 42 minutes.
Oh, Just this week didn't work for me.
No, no, I understand. I am not blaming you, Kayla.
The Waldo moment is the one I'm thinking
You get all the passes.
All passes for Kayla.
All this passes
week.
For Kayla.
You get
this
one
week.
Pass per cookie made, so you get like 145 passes.
You get you got passes for the next 3 years.
Neat, guys. Oh, yeah, I'm going to show up to each podcast. I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't give a fuck. Here, I'm going to make it up. Here, be like Johnny Depp sucked someone's dick. I don't give a fuck.
Be like when Deuce would show up. So,
that's literally what I did this podcast. I know, I took that from
I know you did.
Playbook.
I knew. I looked at. I saw the look on your face, and you're like, I'm pulling a Deuce.
You knew. Everyone knew.
I knew.
Wherever you are out there in this great big wide
explain
world.
It to me. Explain it to me as if I was someone who hadn't seen it. I'm being the voice of the audience who may not have had the chance to watch this before listening to the podcast. I'll just play along like I haven't seen it.
That was literally
you
me.
Motherfucker.
I still owe that guy beer. I need to just show up at his office.
We all
day.
Owe him.
Yeah, but he literally gave me $1,000.
Wow. He literally gave me these nuts.
What?
No, he didn't. I'll cancel that. I'm sorry. He did not. Everybody listening, he did not give me that. Wow. I'm too sorry. Lena needs food.
Karen may have something to say about that.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for everybody that I just disrespected. It was not my intention.
All right. Are we
so
done?
I was going to read you.
Oh, shit. Okay, read.
Read it.
No, we're good. We're good. No.
What were you going to read?
Well, you said explain the Waldo moment.
Oh.
Oh, God.
I was going to read you the wiki, but.
Nah, we'll worry. We'll do that. You know what? That may become an episode later.
Yeah. I thought you were going to read him like.
No.
Like
no,
the
no,
library no. is open. I was like, oh, are we starting this?
Are we about to. Is everybody about to read Tony? The library is open.
Wow. I was like, oh, this took a change. All right.
What's happening? Snaps from
oh,
Lena.
Oh, shit.
Snaps from Lena.
Lena's dying on the other side of the bed and giving snaps. I know. We all do. All right.
Booze.
I eat booze and food.
Tony's
what?
On my level.
We got this. Like booed? We need some booed. Booty.
Oh, yeah.
We need some booty.
Yeah, booty's on.
This episode is a train wreck.
Yeah. But it's the best kind.
I love it.
I got to be honest.
Yeah, so that makes it like 180% better.
Yeah.
Technically, this is part of my
Christmas. You know what? I think I can.
It is, isn't it? Didn't we say that?
Yeah, it was. This is all part of the Christmas present. So I can confidently say.
Wait, are you wearing
this
the
is...
other part of the Christmas
no,
present?
No, the mankini is right out.
Yeah, the ding sling.
Oh my God. I was there when he bought that.
You know what? I can confidently say that this is absolutely, without a doubt, the gayest episode of Backseat Producers that's ever been.
That kind of makes me sad, though. Like,
it is.
Why don't we have more gay episodes?
Well, I'm talking about in terms of hosts.
No, yeah, exactly.
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
Because
no,
they don't live here.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Boo.
Boo.
Yeah. Ohio.
Yo.
When are you guys leaving?
Over Skype.
When are you guys leaving?
Sunday morning around noon.
Shit. So we won't have time to go to like the Grove or something like that?
No, I can get it.
What's the Grove?
You know what the Grove is.
The Grove is like the OG.
The Grove is for the Grove is the area for you people.
You people.
And like by the, you people, you. I mean wow. I mean the gays.
Glasses wearers.
The gayborhood.
Yeah, the Grove is the OG.
That's fantastic. Yeah, it's one of the there's
Didn't
a
we find a bear bar that we
yeah,
wanted
the
to
JJ's.
Go.
JJ's.
Yeah, somebody
did.
Did
you guys go?
No, not
today. Usually bears, bars don't
Ben
really...
is like, absolutely no, we did not.
Well, the bars usually don't start to like 10 or 11 at night.
True. That's true. And yeah. We were here for this.
Oh, so wait, you know what?
We're going to make this a mobile podcast.
Let's go.
All right. Yeah, we're gonna wrap this up now.
Yeah.
Ben, Rob, thank you for coming.
Thank you so much. Lena, thank you for dying on the podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Gretchen, thank you for observing.
You're welcome.
For the record,
David,
for the record,
the fuck
she,
you are,
she just waved. Thank you for whoever great David is sticking things in right now. For getting
him. I'm sorry. No, continue.
For getting. He's no longer in our hair. Ew. Which is
he's been
in your hair. Never mind, cancel that. It's hard to get out. And it sticks up
when yeah. you're
David, don't be in anybody's hair. Let's be clear. Don't.
Wait a minute. What the fuck makes you think he's going to listen to this? He's never listened to an episode ever.
If I send him this fucking clip.
I could do that. I could clip it.
Yeah, there we go.
All right. We're going to go so we can party some more so that we can sausage fest tomorrow.
It's only 11 o'clock.
What?
Woo-hoo!
All right.
By this
Bye.
Time last Bye. Year, David was passing out.
Bye. I don't think that's true.
Cancel this. Goodbye, everybody.